This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for May 30th, 2022. During the parks panel at Star Wars Celebration Anaheim, Imagineer Scott Trowbridge said of Star Tours on stage, quote, "And so are we done? You know what? I think we're going to do some more scenes." No details have been released yet on specifics, but again, this is announcing that there will be new scenes coming to Star Tours at destinations around the world. Of course, the last time there was a new scene was the release of Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker in 2019. Star Tours can currently be found at Disneyland Park, Hollywood Studios, Tokyo Disneyland, and Disneyland Paris. They didn't say specifically which parks it would go to, but obviously, the last time they updated all the scenes, they all got them. So there's no Star Wars movies coming out. There's Star Wars shows on Disney Plus, so should we assume we're getting a scene from The Mandalorian? Are we getting something from Obi-Wan or Book of Boba Fett? We'll have to wait and find out, but new scenes are coming. Star Tours ain't going nowhere. After the success of the 2020 vote to choose the next legacy lightsaber hilt to land at Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities, the Disney Parks blog is inviting guests and fans to once again cast their vote for the next legacy lightsaber hilt. The choices are Jocasta Nu, Master of the Jedi Archives from Star Wars Attack of the Clones, Sifo Dyas, Jedi Master and original Commissioner of the Clone Army from Star Wars The Clone Wars, Quinlan Vos, a Jedi Master from the Star Wars The Clone Wars series, Depa Bilaba, a Jedi Master from Star Wars The Bad Batch, Barriss Offee, a Jedi Knight from Star Wars Attack of the Clones, turned dark side user in The Clone Wars, Kanan Jarrus, the Durotagonist of Star Wars Rebels, and appeared, of course, in Star Wars The Bad Batch as well. Fans can vote on the Disney Parks blog now through June 10th. Results will be announced later this summer. Plenty of new details were revealed surrounding the upcoming Star Wars Cargo Bay and Star Wars Hyperspace Lounge, both aboard the Disney Wish cruise ship, which is sailing starting in July. In the kids' area, Star Wars Cargo Bay, kids will take on the important role of creature handlers as they learn to manage a mischievous menagerie of exotic beings from across the galaxy, including a Porg, Lothcat, Wart, and more. During the interactive Star Wars Creature Challenge experience, the newly minted caretakers will be put to the test as they help feed the lifelike creatures and encounter some of the most dangerous beings in the galaxy. And you see there's a really cool-looking Porg, which we think is an animatronic, and it's very exciting. Meanwhile, over at the Star Wars Hyperspace Lounge, the folks at Imagineering are testing out some new ideas, which may or may not make it aboard. One such idea is to serve drinks in a Camtono safe, which was seen in The Mandalorian, of course, also was an ice cream maker in the original trilogy. We got a peek at what they're testing, but they wouldn't commit to if this is going to be how they deliver some of the drinks or not. Of course, they just started selling these at Galaxy's Edge at Disneyland as a thing you could actually sort of use as a safe. But we'll have to wait and see if it's part of the lounge. Stay tuned to WDWNT. We are actually going to be on that DVC member cruise in July. It's the second ever cruise on the Disney Wish, and we'll bring you lots of coverage. As the global peanut butter recall expands to cover more brands, products, and locations, Walt Disney World has now discontinued all food items containing the ingredient. Whether their supply was directly affected or it's just out of an abundance of caution is unclear, but at least for now, guests won't be able to find any products containing peanut butter anywhere on Walt Disney World property. I learned this very sadly last night at the Flying Fish when I could not order the peanut butter freeze, which is the best dessert drink on Earth, if you ask me. With Star Wars Celebration in the rear view, a ton of new merchandise is arriving at Galaxy's Edge here at Walt Disney World, finally. Diehard Star Wars fans will absolutely melt with excitement when they see this. It's Darth Vader's destroyed helmet, which is now available at Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities at the studios for $350. There's also a new line of 2D signs available, including Doc Ondar, the Shadow Collective Syndicate, the Imperial Insignia, the Sith Eternal Crest, the Knights of Ren, and Darth Vader. They're $49.99 each. Meanwhile, the first rechargeable legacy lightsaber hilt was released at Docks. It's the Darth Sidious Saber. It's $159.99. The end cap comes off, and this is where you can plug in that charging device. This is a great change, by the way. The hilt comes in a black case, and the feather-like Sith Eternal logo is in silver on the red circle at the clasp of the case. You'll also find a new Rey plush for $22.99 at the Toydarian Toymakers in the market. And then over at Droid Depot, you can grab that R2-D2 metal dome for your astromech unit for just $29.99. Did you know you can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society? You can do that at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, including that for the WDWNT 15th anniversary event this July, and more. A special shout out to all the WIGS members watching the show who make it happen each and every week. Another great way you can support the channel is by shopping with the Carousel of Products at carouselofproducts.com. Our newest product celebrates Pandora, the world of Avatar's 5th anniversary. It is a limited edition of 100 pin. That's it. They're already halfway gone. So make sure you get yours again. Carouselofproducts.com. Our pins are just $8. We try to keep things very reasonable. A popular new video on TikTok shows a Walt Disney World guest claiming her top violated the resort's dress code and was asked to buy a new shirt to comply, according to Fox News. User Nicole De Los Reyes uploaded the video. It shows her near Disney's boardwalk saying, quote, "Guys, it happened. I got dress coded at Disney and I was told to leave or get a shirt, so we're going to get a shirt." In the video, De Los Reyes wears a white low-cut but not transparent crop top tied in the middle. She later clarified, adding, quote, "At entry, I got stopped and was told they don't allow tie front tops. Whack. So I had to either leave and change or buy merchandise." The video, which has over 1.3 million views as of the reporting of this, has garnered both support and criticism. One commenter pointed out that while she was asked to change her top, Ariel wears a seashell bra while meeting guests. I mean, joke's on them. Disney World hasn't paid to bring that meet and greet back. But some noted that the resort's dress code is readily available on their website, claiming she should have been aware of it. The dress code states that Disney reserves the right to deny admission to or remove any person wearing attire that is considered inappropriate or attire that could detract from the experience of other guests. If you review this girl's TikTok channel as well, or page or account, whatever you want to call it, clearly, this was the response she wanted also. She was kind of fishing for this, and maybe the belief is she wanted a free shirt. You may remember another story we did last year where they were giving, actually just handing people, taking them to the store and handing them a shirt for free to put on. I think so many people have attempted to take advantage of this now that Disney now is like, you know what, we ain't giving you a free shirt. You're not getting it. And so now they force you, they're like, leave or you can go buy one. And that's... that's the policy now. She claims she wasn't doing it on purpose, but I watched some of the videos and she's definitely insinuating that she was like aiming for it. So you decide. Let us know in the comments what you think and if Disney should give these people shirts or not. Monorail Teal has returned to service on the Magic Kingdom monorail line after a major refurbishment. The monorails, of course, have been undergoing these refurbishments one by one for the past few years now. The Deltas on Teal stripe are now black, which matches most of the other monorails in the fleet. The accordion sections were either thoroughly cleaned or replaced. They look brand new. And the interior has a more drastic change than the exterior. Previously, the bench seats were teal and the cabin walls were gray, and now the walls are teal with the Walt Disney World logo pattern. The Walt Disney World monorail system and monorail teal are printed along a solid stripe at the center of the wall, and the bench seats are now light gray. And a teal stripe runs around the ceiling. The carpet fabric on the walls and doors has also been replaced, and according to cast members, it's the first time they ever were. I don't know if I believe that necessarily, but they're saying that's what happened. Well, either way, it looks great. If you visited Tomorrowland at the Magic Kingdom back in 2017 or 18, you may remember ICANN, an interactive atmosphere robot, or showbot. ICANN has been absent from Walt Disney World for a few years now, but he was brought back at least temporarily to deal with crowds for the opening of Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind at Epcot. So if you're visiting World Discovery, you'll find ICANN roaming near Test Track, Mission Space, and Cosmic Rewind. He'll walk around interacting with guests, telling jokes. We actually heard some rather funny stuff out of him this weekend. At one point, a guest was filming his chest plate, which has on his screen an image of Epcot. And he told the guest, "My eyes are up here." And I nearly died. It was pretty great. So you can catch ICANN now in Epcot, at least for the summer. We believe. Not sure when he's going to go away. And if you can't catch him, you can watch a video right here on our YouTube channel. Half of Alien Swirling Saucers in Toy Story Land at Hollywood Studios is now closed and surrounded by construction walls. The other half of the ride is still operating as usual. Disney did not announce this half refurbishment for the attraction, so it is believed this is unplanned. And in fact, funny enough, a couple days ago, I was on this side and I remember turning to my partner and saying, this doesn't sound right. This vehicle's bouncing around a little bit. I don't know about this. So we'll have to see what's going on and how soon This will be back in action. It might be a repaving. I don't know what they're doing. Signage in front of the Theater in the Wild at Animal Kingdom is now covered up as the latest show nears opening. The sign previously advertised Finding Nemo the Musical, which closed forever in March of 2020. The replacement, Finding Nemo the Big Blue and Beyond, is in rehearsals ahead of its summer opening. In the photo, you can see how the theater looked back in February with the musical sign up. Now it's covered. The show will open this summer, and no date has been announced yet. But, I mean, the first visible signs outside that something new is on the way. Construction is underway at Disney's Blizzard Beach Water Park, which remains closed for refurbishment. And a permit filed by Imagineering implies crews may be constructing a new attraction at the water park. The permit is to, quote, install show items. The contractor is Brilliant Fabrication, which has worked on other theme park projects, including Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. It's possible the show items are for pre-existing attractions or that they're getting a new attraction entirely. Of course, there is that big laydown yard that's happening right now outside the park where they're staging pieces for construction. Blizzard Beach was originally scheduled to reopen in March, but Disney later extended that, and it seems they're taking this opportunity either to rebuild attractions or build something completely new. As of right now, it's at least closed through November. It may open before that. We don't really know just yet. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. We're even on TikTok with a page, channel, whatever you want to call it, although none of us are getting dress coded on there. I hate to tell you. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, be sure to hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. Another thing you shouldn't miss, it's up on the channel right now. I did an unboxing of all this really cool new Infinity Stone, Infinity Gauntlet merchandise that's being sold at Epcot at Walt Disney World. So check it out. It's all brand new product exclusive to the Disney parks. And we had to open it up and see what they do. So watch that video here. And of course, since Cosmic Rewind did open over the weekend, we do have plenty of coverage of that on our site. If you want to see every single merchandise item that was released with pricing, there is a post on the site. And as well, there will be a post to correspond with these products as well. So make sure you go to WDWNT.com and check all that out. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Now I'm going to snap myself off the air. Nope, wrong one.
Welcome to Deep in the Plus. Each week, join host Rob Whiteside and a panel of Disney superfans as they take a different movie or TV show from the Disney Plus catalog, tell you its history, details, give their review, and let you know if it's worth your time. Current shows, classic movies, and everything in between. Watch Deep in the Plus live Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern for new episodes, or catch Deep in the Plus anytime on YouTube at unplanneddowntime.com.